right. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 78 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts this week are just Kingsley Mack and Sin. Sin, how are you doing this evening?
I am well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, although I'm a little peeved. We will get to that later.
Are you recovered? Are you recovered from your lack of oxygen trip?
Yes, on that topic. I did a pretty cool hike in the area. Anyone who lives in this area, Utah, Colorado, you know, the Intermountain West kind of knows that there's amazing mountains here that range from all the way up to like 14,000 feet. Our base elevation for the city I live in is about 5,000 to 6,000 feet, depending on where you are. So we're already higher elevation, but to get to the top of these amazing mountains, it's just beautiful up there with like all these alpine lakes and pine trees and stuff. And there's this loop hike where you go on a 6-mile hike and you have to hike up some pretty steep areas from time to time, but then you go down some other steep areas. So it's like, even though that's easy, you feel like you're slipping because there's like loose rocks on the trail and everything, you know? And at 10,000 feet, boy, it takes your breath out of you, even if you're super in shape. I've talked to runners before. They're like prime health, but they live on the coastal area. So they're used to just running in those environments. And they come to the mountains and they're like, I'm totally out of breath. I thought it was healthy. I'm like, no, it's an oxygen thing. There's actually less oxygen higher up. So you kind of got to get accustomed to it. So I overdid it a little bit, but it was a beautiful hike, and I put some pictures in the Discord. Some of you may have seen them.
Yep, I definitely saw them.
Yeah. It's beautiful around here. There's a lot of things to do in Utah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely not that in shape. So I definitely couldn't handle lack of oxygen and a climb.
Well, I'm not super in shape. I'm trying to get a little more, and those are the fun things to do when it's good weather.
Yeah, definitely not Miley Cyrus. It's the climb.
Yeah, it's the climb for sure. And you, how's work, life, whatever?
Work sucks.
Oh.
Just the, and what I mean by that is just the hours that I spend every single day there. It wears on you after a while.
But you're helping people buy cars and they're so happy after that, aren't they? I mean, I just got a new car.
You did. You slid into those DMs to get some of the tips, tricks, and guides.
Yes, and I really appreciate that. I owe you some really nice meal. I'll DoorDash it to you or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. But no, glad it saved you at least a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure you did. So I really appreciate that. I was happy. I kind of knew what I wanted, and they had it available, and I was able to at least save some money. And I assume people are usually excited when they leave with a new car. Do you ever see anyone that's like, you feel like they're regretting it even when they're leaving out the door?
No, you get some grumpy people every now and again that are just miserable through the process.
Oh, man.
Or, you know, they expect it to go. You know, I tell my salespeople all the time, you know, this isn't sheets. This stuff isn't just made to order and you can have it in 10 minutes. It's a process. It's a legal contract and legal process that everybody has to go through. Dealership has to meet certain compliance guidelines. They got to present products to everybody because it's one, their job. That's how they make their money, because they don't make it on the front end of cars anymore. It's all about aftermarket products such as warranties and GAP. But also, if they don't offer it to somebody and they wanted it, or there is an issue, let's say GAP, and they totaled their car after leaving the dealership, they'd be like, well, they never offered it to me.
So, oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Can sometimes take forever, and it feels like that, especially when it's busy. I think people don't remember. Like,
why is it taking so long?
Yeah, there's still people here that are you know, pushing the process through, and it can only go as fast as they can, especially if there are other people waiting.
Yeah, I appreciate whenever I'm working with someone who has a job, you know, we were super patient and ours went super fast anyways. I was in and out of the finance office like 10 minutes at most. And I did decline a lot of those things and I did it very politely. And he said, okay, well, just be sure if you're declining the GAP, please sign this. You're aware that we told you about it. And I fully understood that. And I appreciate that they do try to help people out with all those things. But you're right. It's like some people are like, okay, we've done all this. We've done all this. And now why are we sitting in another office for, I'm sure, an hour for some people, right?
Right. I agreed on numbers. Why is my paperwork not done yet?
Right.
But yeah, there's always a lot that goes along with it. Loading, approvals with the bank. You know, the finance, the way our system works is the, and not to drone on about it too long, is that, you know, we load everything up that the salesperson gets, managers at the desk, which is what I do. We submit it before even the finance people get it. So I already know what rates are. I'm basically choosing the first bank to get everything structured. And I have to load it all in for our finance manager to do paperwork on what we call a DocuPad, which is a giant iPad that sits on the desk for all the digital signatures. So, you know, there's a lot of manual work that goes along to it. It's not all pushed over from the salesperson.
Yep. But I love my new car. You got a 2021 Crosstrek, Subaru Crosstrek. I've had Crosstreks for a while, and it's always nice getting a new one. And bonus, the engine's more powerful this year. So right. A little more peppy.
Nice.
Well, we have... Yeah, I wanted to try something fun here, Sin. I mean, there's a... I wouldn't really call it a quest per se, but there's a thing that came out today. And I wanted to see if you could hop into it right now and see if you can figure out while we're in the podcast. We'll keep the podcast going and talk about stuff. But if you have any questions about certain things on it or how you know, think it should go, let us know. And we'll get our crack team of research assistants on that. They're just waiting in the wings.
Right. Well, I know it's all has to do with Mars. And unfortunately, you know, talking about work, you know, I only saw bits and pieces. I didn't really get to see anything or anybody stream it. And I saw the alert pop up. You know, obviously we all knew it was coming. So I am on Mars, and it's not really self-explanatory, but it makes it seem like there's something, there's a signal or something out inside the open world.
There's something you have to scan as the first step, just to keep this kind of vague at first. And I don't know if you saw the pop-up screen. It said it was like one of those locations, kind of like how sleeper nodes have locations. Do you remember what it said? If not, I can tell you again.
Oh, definitely not. I was hopping on to help everybody with the
raid. We did a raid right before this. Shout out to Poop Shiz and some crew that he had. And there was one gentleman that was his first clear on Scourge, and he got Anarchy. Sin got another Anarchy, I believe, also tonight.
Nice. Yep, my second Anarchy.
Well, the area on Mars that it said was in the Mind Lab area, so that's just above
Anna Bay.
Yep.
And not going to lie, totally doing an EP right now because I've needed my World Line Catalyst, and it happened to be the one I needed.
Oh, nice. I bet it's probably the one I need, too. I should... You know me, I don't like to do stuff while I'm doing other stuff, but I should probably hop in at least after the podcast.
I was going to say, you join on me, they have a tier 7 up.
All right, I'll consider that. Hopefully this doesn't go to pots.
All right, so Mind Lab.
The whole area that starts from right behind Anna Bray all the way to the very, very back.
You know, I actually think I might know where it's at because there was a scannable spot. You had to go into this area one other time. And I can't remember what it was for, but I know it's in that main part right before you drop down and go up like you're going to Rasputin. There's like this room. There's like this little hidden spot in that little bunker area. At some point when I was in this area, I can't remember what I was doing, but I was kind of exploring around. Oh, wait a minute. That's what it is. So I don't remember that door being open. Like, you go in through that first little tunnel. You normally go left.
You found it quickly.
Yeah. And that's only because I went the wrong way to begin with. But I want to say I thought this door was not open a couple weeks ago.
It was, but there was nothing to scan in here. Because I've been on Mars exploring around some.
Well, it says investigate, but nothing popped up.
Yep, it's kind of vague what to do next. Try to think if you have no idea what to do next, would maybe someone tell
you? Bay, Anna Bay. Would it be Anna Bay?
Definitely a possibility. While you're doing that,
but look, this little bunker here where this like little Rasputin thing is, this is where I was thinking it would be, because there's
And I went there first too, and so did Chris. I was, shout out to Chris, 3711. I was helping him a little earlier today, and he went there first also, but that is not it. That's actually for something else. I forget what it was for. It was for some other quest.
The other option is Rasputin, but didn't he disappear?
You can open that door and go to Rasputin still, and I did that myself too. So I don't know if you want me to give you a hint or you just kind of want to figure it out. I mean, we can talk about stuff while you're doing that. Mm. This is a very, very short quest. So the next step is basically the last part. So I don't know if you want to just try to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, I'm going to try Anna Bay. We'll see how that turns out first.
Sounds good. Well, Sin, we have a gripe, okay? And I think you can agree with me here that, you know, partially this episode that we're doing this week is to contest our score on the Guardian Downcast speed round.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, shout out to Xanafan711. We love him, and he deserves at least 26, like us also. Maybe not 27. No, he deserves it. But I think if you go back to the tape, we had our crack research assistants on this Sin. And I think if you go back to the tape, it seems like Gator didn't read our questions as fast as he read Xanafan's.
Yeah, I want to say he was a little bit slacking on that front. I feel like he was reading them super fast for Xan on that one. And, you know, I want to say we should probably go back and like judge the timing of those questions, because he did cut both of us off in the middle of the last question reading, which technically we could have both had 27. Then we would have had a three-way. Not going to complain on a three-way.
Yep.
But I'm throwing the challenge flag on this one.
Yep. I'm throwing the shade on Gator, not Xanafan, but Xanafan's a great guy. But but we'll see. We'll see. Well, people, let us know what you all think. I'm sure if you're on the Guardian Hub Discord, you'll be on our side. And if you're in the Guardian Down Discord, maybe you'll be on Gator's side. But please let us know in both of our Discords what you think it should be.
Tripod divided.
Anyways. Oh, no. And then we'll have two Titans and a Hunter be the tiebreaker. They'll be the judge, the people that come in independently.
We'll bring in Respawn.
Decide. Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, shout out to having him on the podcast recently. I listened to that earlier today, and it was fun having, of course, Hazel on last week. That was a lot of fun from Guardian Down. Oh, Sin, I see you talked to Anna Bray. Did you get your thing?
Something definitely happened with my
something fault. Happened.
Yeah, so I'm using Dim, and I try to transfer my exotic cipher to my vault to see if I could pick this up.
Yeah,
that's and it just problem. Literally transferred a bunch of stuff into my inventory.
Yeah, so the lore. So now we can talk about this. You go and you scan a little data pad inside a door on the way to the mine lab area. And there's some computer terminals in there. And then you talk to Anna Bray. And it has a really cool lore story of the name of the guy that actually passed away. And he's written into the Destiny lore now, which is pretty cool. And then Anna Bray gives you an exotic cipher. The problem is, I still have an exotic cipher. A lot of us do, because we couldn't use it to buy anything because we already had all those exotics anyways from the Cryptarch.
Right.
So we got to find a way to move that around or just save it. Spend it on Xur, which you can also do, which I forgot. I can spend the one I currently have on Xur this weekend and then pick this up from Anna Bray later. But anyways, yeah, not really anything like questish per se, but it was still really cool that they added this in. Just another little lore piece and scannable. And Bungie always does a good job, you know, about like social issues and also people that, you know, this guy passed away, and it's really cool that they did something for him.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a nice gesture.
Yeah. So now I guess we should look for escalation protocol.
Yeah, and I'm still kind of confused at why, like, everything from Dim decided to push over into my characters, like filling up every single slot.
You push the move everything button?
No, well, I don't even know that was a thing.
No, I don't know if it is.
That's kind of frustrating. I digress.
Well, the other thing we can talk about is we had a new trailer that came out today, kind of more of a full trailer for the new DLC. Did you watch that yet, Sin?
I did.
Yes.
I actually sent a screenshot. I sent a screenshot in Discord about one of the weapons. One of the weapons looked like it had, like when you ADS, kind of looked like tracker on it, where you can actually see enemies, kind of like a red outline on them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, exactly what goes along with that, I don't know.
What I also noticed most interesting to me was they had like this round. It didn't quite look like, but you know, like the damaged huge servitor that starts the Wrath of the Machine raid. It kind of looked round, something like that at the end of this trailer. And then I'm thinking like Sin, like, oh, there's some big servitor thing. Wrath of the Machine raid. Yeah, right. I mean, we know that's not coming because the other raid is coming. But it'll be interesting to see what that is. There's also the triangle ship divinity puzzle type things. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on there. We saw a lot of Fallen. We already kind of knew that. We saw Vex also. And we saw like a new enemy type. I mean, it looked like it was maybe Vex, but it was really weird. It looked like a harpy kind of. But then it comes flying at you. And I saw someone screen cap it. And when it was flying at you, it looked like a big arm coming out trying to reach you. I don't know if you saw that. It was really wild.
Kind of looked like one of those Gorgons are you talking about? That looks like it.
Yeah.
Kind of hit the ground.
Yeah, and maybe it was just a Gorgon, but I thought I saw someone say it was like a new thing. So forgive me if it is just a Gorgon, but it was moving really. Someone screen cap. Did the Gorgons look like they had arms when they moved? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember. I only watched it once.
I didn't, an arm. Like yeah, coming out of the middle, you know, like an arm coming at you out of the middle.
I don't know. It seems like there's going to be a lot of stuff that that we're going to get to experience and we just don't even know about yet.
For sure. And it's fun to kind of just get this trailer and not know everything that's going on. Because we've talked in the past about, yeah, we don't necessarily need to know everything. But I still think, and Hazel said this too, and I'm glad we finally have a trailer now to get us a little more hyped, but still keep it somewhat vague.
Yeah, It just seems like these next 2 months are going to be brutal, but hopefully we'll, you know, I watched a little bit of GLAAD today while at work, while trying to get this damn Xbox pre-order, and I could not get it. Oh, yes,
we could talk about that too. So you didn't get one?
No, but I was watching GLAAD afterwards, and I saw him grinding. It looks like he was grinding Catalyst that he hadn't gotten. I know he was doing Colony. And he did Vigilance Wing today. And I saw he did Colony inside of the Throwaway, Whisper Mission. I did get to see a neat way that he basically skipped like half that first jumping part by using whatever that, you know how that sword skipping is or sword jumping?
Yeah, yeah.
And he jumped all the way past where those spots that will push you off, like the I call it the V room, where you have them on either side and you got to kind of go back and forth. You get stopped in the center and then you go, and then there's like this doorway that opens and closes. He basically went from where you would first drop down. He went there, and instead of going left around to the push wall where the wall could push you off, he skipped that and sword swiped all the way over to that door.
Yeah.
And that's intense.
There's still, even though swords have been nerfed, there's still some crazy things. I saw again a video today of Eater Worlds and how you can solo skip with the sword to all the way to the ring jumping puzzle so you can get a chest for Telesto Catalyst. And you have to do this one glitchy thing by the main door coming in, but then you use the sword and Icarus Dash and other techniques to just totally fly across the map. And he'd made it to the rings area in like 5 minutes. It was crazy how fast he got there. If people were trying to speed run the raid, you could like get to that end part like in 5 minutes.
Let's do it.
Sure.
20-minute year.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things you can do with that. I wanted to mention one other thing on today, along with the trailer, we saw a map, a vague map of the new Europa area. And what there's like four different spots on it that might be fast travel zones. But anyways, everyone's saying the map looks huge. And so that's gotten me excited too. Now with the trailer and us seeing a map that Europa might be pretty large, I'm starting to get more excited and a little less concerned about how big this expansion will be.
Was the map in the trailer?
No, it's they have a page on Bungie. And on the Twitter link that came out that showed the trailer, it actually takes you to... So if you just go to bungie.net and then go into Beyond Light area, learn more, just right at the top. And then if you scroll down a little bit, they now have the map. So I'm pulling up. There's Eventide Ruins, Asterion Abyss. Oh, you can click on the pluses too. So let's do that. I was thinking about this earlier. Okay, Eventide Ruins, top left. Once home to thousands of settlers, and now all that remains of Clovis Bray's colony. And they show a picture of that area. It looks really cool. It kind of looks like Tangled Shore, but all snowy. Ooh, and there's some like buildings that are all decrepit. Okay, and then moving down to the right, Asterion Abyss. The Vex structures visible on the surface are only the tip of the iceberg. So yeah, they kind of show something that looks like a little bit of pyramidian structure sticking out of the snow, and it looks like we're probably going to go underground to see the rest. And then over to the left of there, we have Cadmus Ridge, a snowy landscape and the last known location of the buried Bray exoscience facility. So that's cool, Exo Stranger and all that stuff. And then down from there, we have Charons, I don't know how to pronounce that, crossing.
Sounds Charon. Legit.
The site of Europa, yeah, please listen. The site of Europa.
As long as it's not a Charon.
An area, yeah. And the origin of a distress signal sent by Varix. Okay, that was the other thing, too. It sounded like it was Varix's voice narrating this trailer.
Yes.
And people are kind of hoping we have any Prison of Elders stuff. All right.
It's very possible we might get a lot of that.
I know. And then one more, the area on the bottom just says Beyond. And it says, an old friend awaits us in this clearing that overlooks the conflict between light and dark. And it shows a pyramid ship.
That's so interesting.
This is way cool. I mean, looking at this map, there's like some other circles that they're kind of showing, but they're not filled in. So I guess we'll know more later.
There might be a lot to it. This just might only be part of what they're showing.
Yeah. So you didn't get so you did want to order Xbox, but you didn't get to?
Correct. And I was trying for the X for like the first 30 minutes, trying to do the Ultimate Game Pass. None of the sites were loading. Then after that, I was just trying to do a straight pre-order and then still couldn't do that. I got to a point where Best Buy allowed me to put it in the cart. And I spent 20 minutes trying to check that out of the cart. Then I got word that there was someone, Sam's Club. I even signed up for a guest account on Sam's Club. And then it said, oh, not available.
Not available. You Target, lose, sir.
Tried Target. GameStop said, stay here on this page. We'll let you in when it's your turn. And then the only thing that was left when I got in there were like $800 bundles.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Kind of like the thing on eBay.
I'm a little frustrated with this. I'm going to not.
I'm sorry. I was able to get my hands on one through Target. someone else had mentioned, I think it was Ninja Muffin, that she had good luck with that. And I went in and I kind of had the thought of doing all access at first myself, but I'm like, I just kind of want to try and get one. So I was able to, supposedly, we'll see if it stays this way, acquire a Series S through Target. So I'm pretty excited. You know, Target, you get the 5% off also.
Right.
So we will see. And it says ship between the 11th and the 18th. I'm fine. You know, if I don't get it day one, that's still like within a week's time. I'm not expecting, you know, like, oh, I have to have it day one. I mean, especially since Xbox has not been my main by any means. But I am super excited to have this new console since I didn't have any Xboxes ever before. I've never had any Xboxes in the past. And now I can play with some people on the Xbox side also.
Yeah. That's one of the main reasons why I wanted it, is just to be able to cross over for anybody that, one, needs help, or people that we haven't been able to play with yet.
Yeah.
And I was going to get the X just because if it's, you know, I'd rather go ahead and get it now and then not have to worry about, you know, upgrading or wanting something different if if I ever need to switch. But we'll see. We'll see what the holidays bring, whether or not they're going to be around again for another pre-order or not.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe by the time record next week, you're like, I got one.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of people were doing that today. A lot of things were going on. I mean, today was supposed to be the original day, saying that we would have been talking about, well, maybe not today because we would have been playing it, but when Beyond Light was supposed to have come out originally. And also today they released Destiny on Xbox Games Pass. The current version of Destiny, of course. Destiny, so a lot of things, yeah, a lot of things came out today. A lot of news. Xbox releases this new kind of quest. You know, there's still not like tons to do in the game necessarily. We're looking forward to. There's always, you know, we're all kind of working on triumphs and a lot of people raids and other things like that. And boy, we're getting closer, believe it or not, even to the Halloween event. We only have a couple more weeks, two or three. Boy, I should look at the calendar here. It may only be two.
Yeah. Yeah. Catalyst grinding for me. Triumph chasing. That's going to be a lot of what I'm going to be trying to do. I think there was a emblem for 100K in Triumph score, correct?
See, people are saying that, but I've never seen that myself. I think it's true, but I don't know how to answer that.
Well, if it is, I'm going to try to get to that point. I think I'm a little too far away to get there, but we'll see. Oh, and sleeper nodes for the all the sleeper. Yeah. I know there's a cheat sheet of like areas you need to be in if you're looking for something in another one, but that'll be a grind for another day.
Definitely a grind. All right. Well, we had a couple items of business also. Some exciting news and some other fun news.
Gator wasn't the item of business this week.
Oh, he was definitely the item of business. This is just lower end business. I mean, we still need to get to the bottom of this. So if anyone else wants to do any independent research, please let us know how you feel about that.
Well,
Gator's going to edit the tape and then send them to us.
He definitely got a shame moment. I edited out a small blurb of him during the podcast. I don't know if you had a chance to take a listen to it over in their Discord.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I heard the one you edited, and I heard it actually on the podcast, too.
I was on the way home last night, and I heard him say that. And I purposely looked at what timing was on there. So when I got home, I spent way more time than I'd like to admit finding an app to edit MP3s on the phone, finding out how to download it and save it to my iCloud drive, and then spent the time to edit it right on my phone and save it.
That's awesome. Yeah, everyone needs to listen to that.
But anyway, more items of business. Items of business.
Our other items of business are, first of all, we now have an Amazon affiliate link for the Guardian Hub that I posted in our announcements and our Getting Started Frequently Asked Questions channel. And no worries, you don't need to do this, but it always helps us. If you ever wanted to order anything on Amazon, please consider clicking on our link first in the Discord. And then that just opens you back to an Amazon page. And then when you purchase anything that you would normally purchase on Amazon, we get a small cut of that. And that can help go towards our fees of hosting and other small things that we do. Again, we're doing this for fun. We're not making gobs of money. We're probably in the hole, but we're doing this for fun. And I definitely want to give shout outs to Mr. Monkey and Lazarus, who are our two Patreon members. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We really appreciate that. Again, the podcast is free, but if you want to join our Patreon, that'll help us out. But enough of that, because we're not here just to ask for a little bit of money here and there. We have a fun contest going on. We have a 500 gigabyte solid state SATA drive up available. We're going to be having a contest for anyone in the Discord. You can vie for that. You do not have to be a member of the clan. Just be in our Discord. I also wrote details on that in our announcements channel. And we have a channel in the Discord. What's it called again here? It is called Solid State Contest. Okay. And basically to apply, all you need to do is go into that channel and write your gamer tag out. Even though it posts with your gamer tag, I want you to write it out. And then I will be able to collect all those and put them in a random generator and then find out who won. And that contest goes through the end of the month, September 30th. And we should have our winner announced around October 1st.
Nice. So what you're saying is there is no time limit, no speed run. It's true random winner.
True random winner. It's yes. You can't say that I read anything too fast or too slow. I'm just leaving it up to a random number generator. Oh,
poor,
man.
Poor Gator.
And if anyone's not sure why they may want this solid state, I think most people know, but this is so you could like put this in your PlayStation or Xbox internal drive, swap it out. It's just a pure SATA drive, so it's not like an external drive. Although you could put it in an external drive if you wanted. But, you know, to make your PlayStation or Xbox much faster, or if you just play on PC and you win this, it's you can also put it in your PC and just one of the SATA slots and have some extra storage. So good luck, everyone.
And may the force be with you.
All right. That is our main new points of business. As always, please consider joining our Discord if you're not in here yet and just listen to us through the podcast. Because the Discord is a great place where you will find the contest. We continue the conversation about all things Destiny and other funny talk all the time. So, well, maybe not all the time, but, you know, we try to be funny in there. Right, Sin?
We try.
Yeah.
We try. I was staring at this list of percentages for the, after I said it with these, it's like a squirrel. I saw it and I had to go for it. The override frequencies, I had to look at the breakdown, this percentage chart of like what you should expect if you combine. Yep. Results right, combined down. So, yeah. This will be interesting to try.
I'm kind of salty about that. I have two left, and because it's still buggy as far as not getting duplicates, because you're still getting duplicates, everyone are. I am now salty about how am I going to get these last two done.
Well, you just got to go for it. And you're probably out of resonance stems if you've been trying them over and over.
Yep. And I got three duplicates in a row. And yes, I know, before you say, it's a new chart. They say you can't just get the resonant stem. You have to go to the node and open it up, and then it'll start keeping track of it with the new system. Nope, it did not do that. I still got three Descent Cavern War sets within like five nodes of each other. I was pissed. Did not need those anymore.
Tell me how you really feel.
Bullshit. I said it again. Shout out to Hazel. generally want to keep this family friendly, so sorry about that. Any younger are listening. Join our Discord. Let us know questions for the show, any topics you want us to talk about. We have a super fun guest coming up soon and some other in the works. So as always, let us know what you think. I think that's it as far as news and what we want to talk about this week, unless you have anything else.
Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Sin, where can the lovely listeners get a hold of you?
You can
other than Mars.
Me, in bed in 15 minutes, sleeping, or on twitch.tv/sinmediacyn, and over on Twitter at @sin_media. Kingsley Macklemore.
Excellent. Yes, I am wearing my Macklemore set again, by the way, on my warlock.
I know.
I had to change it up.
You do like that. You do like that set.
I do like it. You can find me as Kingsley Mack in all the places. I occasionally stream on Twitch, mostly when I'm just raiding. But Kingsley Mack in all the places, and hopefully soonish to be on Xbox also. I do have Kingsley Mack reserved on Xbox system. I just don't have one yet. Twitter, though, I am MC Kingsley. The one place where I'm something else. You can find our show at our website, theguardianhub.com.
The best on hub Twitter. On the net.
Yes, the best hub on the net. Forgot to pause right there. I was like, is the pause after when I did Twitter
remember,
or before?
When I did remember.
The pause is wherever we want it to be.
Oh, man.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening this week. We really appreciate it. And let us know. You know what you need to let us know.
Yeah. And catch you outside.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye.
Goodbye.